The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We hope that we all appreciate the great blessing of this month and being able to observe it once again. And we pray that He also gives us the tawfiq to be able to go through it in a way where coming out of it we will be better, hopefully much better than when we entered the month of Ramadan, inshallah. What I'd like to discuss tonight briefly is a teaching that we need to constantly, I've been mentioning this, I feel, for myself and for, perhaps because, you know, obviously I don't know what everyone else is going through, but for myself, I see it, I see the need, different things happening, different conditions, and so I feel I need to hear this, and it is something that we find in Dua Iftitah, so I guess we can all find it relevant, and it is something that applies to all of us. And that is the line in Dua al-Iftitah where the Imam of our time who taught us of this Dua tells us to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we come to you and we ask you whatever we like, whatever we wish, and whatever we want, and in whatever wording we want, we just come to you and say whatever it is that we have in our minds. And then, فَإِنْ أَبْطَأَ عَنِّي عَتَبْتُ بِجَهْلِ عَلَيْكَ وَلَعَلَّ الَّذِي أَبْطَأَ عَنِّي هُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي لِعِلْمِكَ بِعَاقِبَةِ الْأُمُورِ. When what I ask is postponed, when there's a delay, when I feel I'm in dire need, and I need it now, right this second, it doesn't come. I beg, I plead, I do all the tawassul, I do nadhr, I give. I do everything that I'm told. I do it over and over, waiting for it to show up, waiting for God to give me. And I have hopes, then it doesn't happen. And again, I say, okay, let me try again. Go again, make dua, ask, plead, beg, tawassul, nadr, pay this, pay that. Hope it's going to happen. Again, it doesn't happen. And that process can keep continuing. فَإِنْ أَبْطَأَ عَنِّي عَتَبْتُ بِجَهْلِي عَلَيْكَ. I get angry. Sometimes it's repeated. We go through that. We want it, we expect it. It doesn't happen. We get angry. And then we complain to Allah, why did you not give? Why aren't you giving to him? What's going on? What's happening to the Imams, to the Ahlul Bayt? And after a while, we hopefully regret. Sometimes we don't regret, unfortunately, what we said and how we thought of God. And then we feel, again, we have the need, and there is no one else to go to. So we go back to him, we go to another session of tawassul, another dua we download and listen to, and we plead, and we realize our deficiency. We do apologize generally. I don't know how much from that behavior, that thought, because it's really wrong to think of God in that way, and feel that we want to complain to him about what we have asked him to give, and he's not giving. First, let me explain this idea I'm explaining it for myself again. It's I keep forgetting. I keep having this issue that he's not obligated in any way to give anything. He's doing favors. My very existence is a favor. He's not obligated. Who obligated him? I was nothing. We are nothing right now. Whatever we are is what he wants us to be, what he has given us. And I somehow start thinking that I deserve answers. I deserve this, I deserve that. And then sometimes we flip it. We say, well, you said you're going to be doing this and you're not doing it. See, have you seen children do that? Do your children, those who are parents, do you see your children doing that? And when your child says that to you, in the cases where hopefully we're not being bad parents, because sometimes we could do that, unfortunately. But, you know, we realize that they really want something and they're saying that. It's really bad that they're saying it. But the reason why I'm saying no to them right then is for their own good, which is what the dua tells us about God. But anyway, the first step is I don't deserve it. I don't even deserve it. Even if it wasn't good for me, even if it's bad for me for it to be postponed, do I deserve, does God owe me this? Does God owe me this favor? I owe him, and I'm not doing a good job in delivering my debt or fulfilling my debt. But he doesn't owe me or any of us anything. Nothing whatsoever. So just for that reason, I should pause and think, why in the world am I upset? Why in the world am I upset? I should be upset at my deficiency of my just realize at that moment how faqir, as we have in our du'as, I am. I have this need, I just don't have any ability to even work towards. There's nothing I can do. I can be realizing that and be upset at myself. Meaning realize this deficiency and then turn that again into a positive thing. Say, oh, I don't have anything. If you don't give, then... Once we get past that, which is a very important thing, God is all-merciful. He doesn't owe us anything, but he's constantly giving. Constantly, even when he doesn't give that particular thing that I felt I need and I wanted at a certain time, and I pleaded to him for him to give it to me during that period, and he doesn't, that is for my good. It's his mercy. This isn't to make me feel good about myself or about my God. God is Ghaniyun Hamid. Whether I feel good about him or not is not going to help him in any way whatsoever. It's just a fact, a reality, a truth that we, because of our childish nature, as much as we've grown older, we're still in our relationship with God babies. We're still acting like babies. Very impatient, very ignorant, not willing to understand. It's for your own good that he's not giving it to you. فَإِنْ أَبْطَأَ عَنِّي عَتَبْتُ بِجَهْلِي عَلَيْكَ وَلَعَلَّ الَّذِي أَبْطَأَ عَنِّي هُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي. It says in this dua, it's really nice. It says, لَعَلَّ, maybe, It's a fact. It is. Maybe, though, the wording is, maybe what you have delayed and postponed and you haven't given to me, it's coming slower than I expect. That's better for me. And I said, لأنك, because you are knowledgeable of the end of things. You know what the end result of this is. If I give it to you now, this will be the result, and it's not good for you. If I give it to you later, this is what you're going to get out of it, and it's better for you. So that la'alla is a wording to soften us, not to question that fact. Maybe, just maybe, think about it. Maybe what he has, that delay in us receiving something, is for our own good. That is what it is. Everything that comes from him, the giving and the withholding, the abundance and the tight budget or the tight amount of blessings he gives us where we're struggling, both of those are only out of his goodness for our goodness. He's favoring us. This is our Lord.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. دوما قريب ليل